Chapter 25, The Elephant and the Silly Trunks.
The antelope woke up after a restful sleep in her own bed, and she remembered she must solve the mystery. The mystery of the snake. Why did she fall down into the ground on the way to reaching the tall lotus? Why? Maybe because her tail hurts. Well, if that's the reason, then I must ask her. She closed her eyes and instantly appeared in the earth chakra and began looking for the snake. But instead, she saw the gray elephant. The wise gray elephant slept on his side in all seven of his trunks, hung alongside him, drooping. "Hey, elephant, here you are. When I look for you, I find the snake. But when I'm looking for the snake, I find you." "Ha!" The elephant continued to sleep. "Elephant, oh elephant, please help me find the snake." "And what's that?" "Oh my goodness, that's the first and second trunks of the sleeping wise gray elephant talking. Hey elephant, wake up, your trunks are oinking and barking."
"Meh, meh," babbled from the third trunk.
"Moo, moo,"
boomed from the fourth trunk.
"Eow, eow,"
bursted from the fifth.
"Elephant, elephant, hurry, wake up, elephant. I need the snake. I need to find the snake right away so she can tickle your trunks and quickly clear up all of the ridiculous noises coming out of each and every one of your seven trunks."
"Meh, moo."
"Coo-cuddy-coo,"
came from the sixth trunk.
"This is just an orchestra of some kind of aimless and accidental farm animal noises. And all this time, the poor wise elephant is still sleepy. And the snake is nowhere to be found. I don't know what to do. Even my head is spinning from all of these thoughts."
"Snake! Oi. Antelope, is that you who's come to visit?"
"Elephant, what's the matter? What's going on with you? You are shouting different animal noises from each and every one of your trunks. What's going on? What's happening?"
"Oh, I do that all the time when I'm sleeping. I just didn't notice you. I apologize if I frightened you.
But what's the mystery going on here? Why didn't you tell me you got better?"
"Oh, I can explain that easily. That was my identical twin brother, and now he's gone off on a walk."
"And why couldn't the snake make it all the way to the very top of the lotus? She fell down and through the ground."
"Because her tail is hurting her. Can you help her?"
"Humph. Well, to heal the tail, I have to see it here in front of me.
But the snake is nowhere to be found." "You know, Antelope, just don't tell anyone. I have a secret trap door, and I'll open it up to you now."
"Oh boy, but can I tell the elephant?"
"He knows already. Just push the door right here."
"A cave!
Take this flashlight and go down deeper. Usually the snake is resting there. What a beautiful secret passage. It's so pretty. It's very dark in here, but also very beautiful. Hey, snake! Elephant, dear elephant, there's no one here. She probably went down really deep. Let's not bother her. Maybe a bit later we can disturb her. Okay then, I'll also go rest. But can I stay here in your earth chakra so I don't have to go back and forth, there and back all the time? Surely, I'll prepare a bed for you. From down feathers, leaves, soft soil and flowers, and you'll sleep in it so peacefully. And you can always come back here to my chakra and sleep when you need to. Dear kind elephant. Well, I just wanted to say thank you. And the antelope fell into a deep sleep in the chakra of the elephant. The red earth chakra.
Ooh.